KJAN Sports.
And at 7:19, it's clear and 43 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen of this check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In high school football action Friday, the AHSTW Vikings had a rally from a 14-point halftime deficit to knock off the St. Albert Falcons 19-14 and grab the Class A District 9 title. It was a game full of big moments, and the Vikings were able to strike a couple of more of those moments to get the win. The Falcons used one long drive and a short field drive at the end of the first half to build up their lead. Connor Cerny capped off an 88-yard drive with a 6-yard touchdown run to open up the scoring. The Falcons then took advantage of a short punt by the Vikings to score with just 53 seconds left in the first half and take a 14-0 lead. Lance Wright hooked up with Aiden Antistel and with a 14-yard touchdown pass for that score. The Vikings started their comeback on the first drive of the second half. The Vikings finished a 74-yard drive with a 40-yard hookup from Blake Osbar to Drake Partridge. Three possessions later, the Falcons thought they had taken a 20-7 lead, but officials with Cerny fumbled at the goal line and Osbar recovered and took it out to the 32. The teams traded some stalled possessions until the Vikings struck on back-to-back drives. Osbar connected with Corbin Martin on a 16-yard touchdown pass with 6 minutes 20 seconds left to get the Vikings to within 1 point. After an illegal procedure pushed the PAT attempt back, the ball was tipped on the kick and fell short, keeping the score 14-13 in favor of the Falcons. The Vikings stunned the Falcons, though, by getting the ball right back on the ensuing kickoff. Kicker Kyle Brannon was attempting to line drive the ball in hope of bouncing off a Falcon player and hit one of the men on the front line. The Vikings' Jaden Rasmussen recovered the ball on the ricochet. The Vikings then had to convert on a fourth down to keep the drive alive, and Osbar hit Brayton Tuma on a desperation heave for a 20-yard pickup. The Vikings then eventually got to the go-ahead score on a 13-yard pass from Osbar to Drake Partridge. The two-point conversion failed, but the AHSTW Vikings defense would stuff the Falcons on a fourth-down sneak attempt to seal the win on the next possession. AHSTW improved to 9-0 on the season and 5-0 in Class A District 9. The Falcons came close to making the playoffs, but fell to 5-4 and 4-1 in the district. Elsewhere in Class A, it was Ridgeview over IKM Manning 24-19. Earlham beating Nottoway Valley 62-14. Riverside beat Southwest Valley 42-0. Tri-Center was a 28-21 winner over Logan Magnolia in Class A. Westwood defeated Lawton Bronson 14-8, and it was Woodbury Central over West Monona 36-30. In 2A action, Atlantic beat Red Oak 35-14. Greene County was a 49-6 winner over Odebolt Arthur BCIG. Kemper Catholic defeated Shenandoah 51-13. In Class 1A, it was Mount Air over Adair Casey Guthrie Center 43-14. Panorama downing West Central Valley 29-8. Van Meter was a 49-7 winner over Clarinda. Also in 1A, it was East Sac County over Maple Valley Anthonoto by a score of 41-7. Missouri Valley downing Glenwood 39-34. And Trainer beat up on Cherokee Washington 35-20. In Class 3A, Denison Slashwig was a 28-23 winner over Lamar's. Carroll downed Dallas Center Grimes 10-7. Creston Orient Maxburg was a 20-12 winner over Glenwood. Harlan beat Winterset 28-0. And Lewis Central beat ADM in 3A 52-7. In Class 8 football, it was East Union over Seymour 80-8. Lennox beating Moravia 42-20. Mormon Trail was a 61-16 winner over Murray. Southeast Warren down Lamoni 65-22. Bedford beat Griswold in Class 8 60-52. East Mills was a 56-16 winner over Essex. Fremont Mills down Stanton 70-18. Sydney beat up on Clarinda Academy 68-24. Cam was a 34-32 winner over Audubon. Exira EHK beat Coon Rapids Bayard 54-24. Also in Class 8, Glidden Ralston downed West Harrison 62-28. It was Woodbine over Boyer Valley 50-30. And in Class 4A, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson was a 42-21 winner over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. That sets the stage for the first round of action in district play next Friday, October 26th. And in Class A, Bracket C, it'll be Akron Westfield at Westwood Sloan. In Bracket D, it'll be Alta Aurelia at AHSTW Avoca. In 1A, Bracket A, it'll be Trainer taking on West Sioux. Also in Bracket C of Class 1A, it'll be Mount Air taking on Interstate 35 next Friday night. In 2A, Bracket A, Kemper Catholic is on the road at PCM Monroe. And in Bracket B, Otobold Arthur BCIG is at Southeast Valley. In 3A, Bracket A, it'll be Bishop Heelan Sioux City over taking on Sergeant Bluff Luton. Bracket B will pit Carroll on the road at Lewis Central. And Harlan is at Oskaloosa. In 8-player bracket action next Friday, first round, it'll be Northwood Kensett at Arweva in Bracket B. In Bracket C, it's Stanton taking on Exira EHK at Exira, and Lennox taking on Fremont Mills. The 4A brackets have also been set. You can take a look at those on our sports page at KJAN.com. And homecoming is in Iowa City today as the Iowa Hawkeyes host Maryland. The concern for the Iowa defense is the versatile Maryland ground attack that Coach Kirk Ferentz says is much like preparing for an option attack.
Their strength is in running the football. And when they do throw it, they tend to be real big plays. They do a lot of shifts, a lot of motions, a lot of things to different sets to get you, catch you off guard. And the thing that jumps out at you is how many big plays come out of that. So if our guys aren't on the same page, if they aren't communicating well, you open the door for some really big plays, and that's one of the big dangers by playing these guys.
Ferentz says it is an offense that is difficult to prepare for.
Our defensive guys have a challenge, you know, trying to get it down and then also get it down at the right tempo and speed. That's a big challenge, and I think that's part of their effectiveness.
He says Maryland interim coach Matt Canada has done a good job. He took over after DJ Durkin was suspended in August amid allegations of player abuse.
It had to be a really challenging time for everybody there, their entire staff and their football team. So the way they're playing, you have to give everybody credit, but it starts with him. I mean, he's certainly been the one who pulled them all together and has kept everybody going in the right direction. And when you watch film, you would never know there was any turbulence there. So that's impressive.
You can hear coverage of the game beginning at 9 o'clock with a pregame here on KJAN. The kickoff is at 11. Sports was brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.